The northern part of the Santa Rita Mountains have a rich mining history. There have been a number of silver and copper claims filed there over the past 100 years. The latest plan to dig in what's actually called the Helvetia Mountains is at the Rosemont site. A Canadian-based company wants to build and operate an open-pit mine there. Part of their plan calls for piling waste rock on U.S. Forest Service land and using water from an area aquifer. The mine's operators are trying to get all the necessary permits to start digging, but they've been met with a lot of organized opposition. But an equally broad alliance of groups have voiced their support for Rosemont Copper.
My name is Jim Kulish, and I'm the executive director of the Alliance of Construction Trades.
They're basically an association for construction contractors, and they're one of the groups who have endorsed the mine.
We're going to get about a couple hundred million dollars worth of actual construction for our industry. The buildings that have to be done down there, paving, everything else.
Most of those construction jobs will be in the early phase of the operation when the mine's being built. After that, up to 500 jobs will go to miners, and Rosemont Copper says they'll hire locally. But mining engineer Don Byron, who lives near the proposed Rosemont site and opposes the mine, thinks the net gain in jobs is still zero.
About half of those are going to quit the job that they have because they're laid off from mining jobs anyway. So your net gain on jobs is minimal.
Wade Bunting, who also opposes the mine, pulls out some numbers to prove his point.
Pima County had 520,444 jobs in 2008. 0.8% were mining jobs. So mining doesn't contribute to our economy as significantly as it once did.
Bunting is part of a group of organized opposition to the Rosemont mine. He also believes that copper is no longer a dominant force in Arizona's economy.
The days of cotton, copper, and cattle are really behind us. The future of our economy, our developing economy, is based not on those extractive industries. It is based rather on attractive industries.
I think the majority of people these days do support the project, even though you do hear a lot of opposition from the minority.
That's Rod Pace, president of Rosemont Copper. We interviewed him in the spring of 2011, and we asked him his thoughts on the opposition to his company's plans.
I think until you know the facts, it's people are always fearing it's going to be like other mines they've seen.
We also asked Pace why his company needs public lands for their waste rock.
We have what's called unpatented mining claims on the Coronado Forest Service that allows us to put some material on the Forest Service. We do need a large area, but the processes we're using currently with the Rosemont project for a similar size mine using old technology, we use twice as much land. So we can use a lot less land with the new technology, but we still do need a lot of land.
Sarah Barkas isn't interested in new technology. She sees the mine as a health threat. She's a rancher who's lived on the sprawling High Haven for 44 years. The ranch is about 5 miles from the proposed Rosemont mine site. Barkas's primary fear is that tailings dust will get kicked up in Arizona's typical winds and blow right over her property.
And the particulates, the fine dust that's so much smaller than a grain of sand, can affect the health of humans. I've had cancer 3 times. I think these are very important issues. The mine, it is not only going to scar the land. To me, the biggest imperative is what it can do to health and safety.
Rosemont Copper's plans have to go through a lot of different agencies. Rosemont Copper President Rod Pace is confident his company will make it through all the legal hurdles to build their mine. And he says once they're allowed to dig, the jobs will follow.
And not only bringing the jobs is important, I think it's really important that this will be done as environmentally friendly as can be for a mine.
Back to Wade Bunting, who lives in the Sonoyta area, a town near the proposed Rosemont site. He admits the company makes an impressive argument about creating jobs in a recession, but he also believes the rural area on the east side of the Santa Rita Mountains cannot sustain a major mine.
There is another side to the ledger. You have to balance the benefits against the risks and costs to the people who live here. This particular mine is the wrong mine in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Simply saying the name Rosemont Copper gets a lot of Pima County residents riled up these days. From citizens to business owners to politicians, everyone seems to have an opinion on whether to dig or not to dig. You can explore more of the issues surrounding the mine online at azpm.org. In part 3 of Copper at the Crossroads, we'll meet a man who made his living working in an underground mine. That's tomorrow. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.